We've just had our lunch here at the National Dropout Prevention Network Conference, where we honor the Crystal Star Award winners. And this year, the individual award went to Deb Dillon of Fargo, North Dakota. And so Deb is here with me to talk about dropout prevention and her work in Fargo. And so, first of all, congratulations, Deb. And secondly, welcome to our program.
Thanks a lot, Marty. I really appreciate that.
Well, let's start with the interesting mindset that you have in Fargo, because you have a really good graduation rate, I understand.
We do have a graduation rate of approximately 85% in Fargo. However, we're sort of Lake Wobegon. It's never good enough type syndrome. And I agree, as I said in my acceptance today, I don't see it as 15% not graduating. I see it as 150 individual students who aren't going to be able to make the most of their lives because they lack that diploma. And so until we reach the point where they're all graduating or all completing some kind of high school credential, I'm not going to be satisfied.
I think this really resonated with the audience here, because they know the faces of the young people who are becoming dropouts. Society is at large may say, oh, 50% are not making it, or 40%, but they're not seeing the actual faces. But when you are with a group of people and educators and other community members who are here, who know the individual young people they're trying to save, it makes a huge difference in your caring about the issue and your passion for it. And that certainly shown through in your remarks today. So because you had this rate that was pretty good, but you had 150 students who you cared about, what happened in Fargo because you all cared so much about those students?
Some of what we did was developing a variety of different programs. However, the majority of what we did was looking for how we can simply better meet the needs of students. A couple of the things we did, I'd like to applaud one of our high school principals who, for example, every year showed his staff the students from their school who had dropped out the year before. And he put the pictures of these students up on a screen at the beginning of school and said, okay, these are the ones we lost. We are responsible for those kids. And it simply created a mindset that said, they are ours, and we need to find a way to meet those needs. Another thing that I've done that has proved to be very helpful, as one person, I can't possibly go out and meet the needs of everyone. I also recognize that dropout prevention can't wait until high school to happen. It's something that needs to start back in elementary school. And so we designated two volunteers, and they had to be volunteers from each of our school buildings, elementary through high school, who are our dropout prevention coordinators for the district. We provide training for those people, we provide support for them, and as a result, then they work within their own buildings to look at who are our kids at risk in this building and what can we do within this building to try to meet the needs of those kids and to help them get past those, rather than simply saying, you know, well, we can recognize them in third grade, but then letting them keep going without the support they need and later saying, gosh, we could have told you who they were going to be. So we've put some of those things in place that are no cost. It's more of an attitude than a program.
And I think you point out something that some people or our listeners may not be familiar with, and that is that early intervention is really important, because I know when I first got into this field, well, dropouts, 16-year-olds, must be high school. Well, that was 23 years ago or 24 years ago, and I know better now. But that might be the general perception of the public. So bringing the public into it and the community at large, and I think we all know because of the floods that you've had in Fargo that your community comes together it's pretty impressive. So how have you found getting the community together and the understanding that dropout prevention starts from the very beginning of school onward? Have you had good involvement with your plans?
I think that that's an area we certainly could continue to improve on. However, when we first started on this road probably 8-9 years ago, there was very little recognition in our community that we had any dropouts to speak of. It wasn't an intentional hiding of those students, but rather that the process we were using to identify them really wasn't a very adequate process. We have now, as a community, been very open and upfront about how many kids we're losing. We've done a number of programs where we've worked with the business community on making sure they are aware, because they're the ones who, in many ways, stand to suffer if we don't have that workforce that they need. In fact, in parts of North Dakota, they can't begin to find enough people to fill jobs, particularly out in the western part of the state. But it's important to the business community. It's important to parents. It's important. We also have a significant university presence in our three communities, and so education is very important to the communities. And I think just being honest about what the actual situation was has made a huge difference.
Well, it seems to me that Fargo is working together, community and schools together, to make a difference in student lives. Any other comments that you'd like to share?
One thing we've done in our community that's been very successful, in our alternative school, we offer a program for teen parents where they can actually bring their children to school with them. They spend most of the day with their child. They don't turn it over to a daycare provider. We have a certified person who oversees that and works with the kids on parenting just as the day progresses. So it's a seamless presentation of that. Last year, we even had three dads involved in that program. We have had phenomenal success graduating our teen parents. In the 8 or 9 years that I've been involved with the program, I think we've only had maybe three of those kids who did not graduate. It's been one of our real success stories and something that I think a lot of communities could benefit from doing.
Well, that is indeed a cycle that if, unless you do an intervention like that, continues to produce more dropouts, because teen parents, although they're being parents, may not be very knowledgeable about being good parents, and then their young ones tend to repeat the cycle. And an intervention like that, where they do graduate and go on to higher things and learn subtly, perhaps during the day, how to be a good parent, is a wonderful way to kind of save those kids. And I will point out to listeners that most female dropouts are teen pregnant moms. So this is a huge population that needs to be dealt with. Sounds like you're doing that in Fargo. So that's really good. Congratulations on that. Well, we've been listening to Deb Dillon, who's been sharing just a little bit of what they do. But I think the basic premise of it is they know who the faces are of those children who are leaving school. They know them from the beginning. They're working with them, and the numbers are going to be what the numbers are going to be, but the children are being saved in Fargo. And thanks to people like Deb, Dillon, and all of the folks in Fargo, there's a difference being made. Congratulations once more, Deb, on your marvelous achievement in your home community.
Thank you. I really appreciate that.